Glory to God. Jesus is alive. The last few messages about the glorious Lord Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the anointing. And that the Holy Spirit reveals glorious things beyond our comprehension, things that are eternal. And Jesus said, He will glorify me. Amen. Jesus Christ. The anointing. It's the glorious presence of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here. I ask that you be with that one who's listening. Jesus, be with them. Teach them as only you can. Father God, thank you so much for letting us be your children. I just want to continue this series, The Glory of the Lord. That's the answer, because when we meet Him, that's when we find everything. Everything that we want, need, desire, long for, both for this life and eternity, the age to come. It's all in the glorious, the Lord Jesus Christ and His presence, knowing Him. It's both simple and it's an eternal mystery. It is simple. And it's a mystery. So what are we to do? If it's this simple and easy and glorious and He's everywhere, and as Oral Roberts once said, there's a miracle coming right at you or it's going by you. You know, if it's this simple and easy and glorious, and His presence is everywhere. Everywhere we go, He's there. What are we then to do? Let's walk with Him. What a glorious opportunity. Learn from Him. Worship Him. Amen. Intercede. He may get you to intercede for your nation, for other nations, other ministries. And of course, to do hands-on work, you know, if people are in need, to fulfill your calling, you know, this is just a glorious opportunity. And it all starts with just meeting Him in the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, the fact that so many people don't even have an interest in God or Jesus Christ, right? They have no interest. Well, let's let that motivate us. Let's be those who do walk with Jesus. And maybe those people can be won. Jesus maybe can win them and save them and get them into heaven. You know, our concern is our own salvation and our ministry, of course. And yet, it's also, as I said just now, He can get us, He may call us to intercede. And we can be an intercessor and stand in the gap. God was looking for someone to intercede. He's looking for, you know, He says, mark those who are wailing over the sins and how people are not seeking God. And the ultimate sin is self-will. That's the ultimate sin. The glory of the Lord. So beautiful. He's merciful and gracious, patient, long-suffering, abounding in goodness, abounding in truth. Oh, hallelujah.